Hello, and welcome back to Flying Clubs Radio. Sorry we left the last episode in such a hurry, but you know we needed the strike when the iron of inspiration was hot.
Yeah, no kidding. In the last episode, we discussed the Flying Club Finder and how important it is to keep your club's information up to date. From that discussion, we both simultaneously realized that there are a number of items that clubs should inspect on a regular basis, such as, like, annually.
Our club aircraft have a comprehensive inspection every year. So while the plane is opened up in the shop, why don't we do the same for our flying clubs? Let's begin by pulling off some inspection panels and start checking some items off the list. Why don't you kick us off, Steve?
Okay, well, like with any good and proper annual inspection, let's start with the fun stuff, the paperwork. Let's start with your club's bylaws and operating rules. How old are they? There's no time like the present to dust them off and bring them into the current century. You can find samples of some well-written documents in the downloadable resources page on our website. Drew would also be very happy to share his club's admittedly long but very well-written bylaws as well. Just be sure to reserve several hours and don't start reading them at 11 o'clock at night.
Hey, come on now.
On the topic of operational rules, they should apply to the club as it currently is, not as it was back in the day. This is especially important if the club has changed or added planes recently. On that note, don't forget to review the club's aircraft checkout requirements. Similarly, if your club uses liability waivers, now is a good time to audit those as well. Do you have signed waivers on file for every member of your club? Is the language in the waiver up to date and still effective? It wouldn't hurt to run your waivers by an attorney every now and again to make sure that they're still strong enough to protect your club from litigation.
Now, log into your club management software and run some reports. How many hours did your club plane fly in the last 12 months? How many maintenance flight hours did you log? Are they accounted for as an expense to the club? Now think critically here. Is your club getting the most use out of the aircraft? Does it still fit your club's mission, or do you think it may be time to sell and replace it with a more suitable aircraft for your club? What about upgrades? As we discussed in the June Club Connector newsletter, AirVenture is right around the corner. Why not use this year's show as an opportunity to spec out some upgrades for your club aircraft? While you're looking at club data, run reports on your membership. You'll need that data for another inspection item soon. If you keep track, also total up your club's fuel and oil consumption. Knowing precise consumption numbers will help you ensure you are charging an appropriate hourly rate for your club aircraft and may also help you ferret out any future maintenance issues. On the topic of the club management tool, ensure that all members' personal information is up to date. Think things like the day of the last annual, flight review, addresses, and phone numbers.
So let's look at your membership. Who flew the most hours? The least? Did anyone add a rating? It's not uncommon for flying club members to fly other aircraft, so poll your members to find out how many hours in total they've flown. It's nice to know how active your members are, but this is also a good opportunity to recognize the accomplishments of fellow members. We'll revisit that idea when it's time to put the club back together again after annual, so to speak. Stay tuned. If you have members who are not flying much, encourage them to get back into the air using the FAST Team Wings program. Completing a phase of Wings counts as a flight review and is a great way to brush up on skills that you may not have used for a while. Somewhat more draconian, but if there are members who don't fly anymore, yet are hogging a coveted flying club member slot, move them to a non-flying membership, often called a social membership, or terminate their membership and give someone else the chance to enjoy your club and actually fly the aircraft.
Yeah, speaking of the Wings program, you should ask your membership to send in their Wings transcript from the FAST Team website. Come insurance renewal time, you'll have well-documented proof that your club takes safety seriously. In today's insurance market, data is power. Backing up your club's safety culture by using the Wings program is sure to help you save money on insurance premiums.
With your club grounded for the annual, now is a good time to think about the unthinkable. In the event that something catastrophic happens to your club or its aircraft, do you have a plan in place? Do all of your members have emergency contacts listed? Is every member operating the aircraft in accordance with your bylaws and ops rules? Who will handle public inquiries from the media or attorneys? Speaking of that, does your club retain counsel? Even if you don't right now, it won't hurt to have a short list of phone numbers you can call if needed, including the number for AOPA Legal Services if club members are enrolled in the plan. When something serious happens in your club, it's the last time you want to be thinking about these matters. So do yourself a favor and have a strong emergency plan in place, and may you never need it.
On a lighter note, Use this downtime to organize your club's hangar, supply boxes, and reference documents. There's no time like the present to scan and upload those fading manuals to the cloud before they get lost. While you're restocking your club supplies, did you know all AOPA network flying clubs get a discount with Aircraft Spruce? If you haven't already, you can sign up by following a few simple steps. Shoot us an email and we'll be happy to provide you with directions. Once you have everything clean and organized, be sure to have a fun social event with your fellow club members to cap off the day. At this event, why not have an award ceremony that recognizes the most active member in terms of both flight hours and volunteer time with the club? You can also recognize anniversaries, new ratings, and other milestones that your members have achieved over the year.
It actually reminds me of something else. A big part of keeping the cost of aircraft annuals down is doing all that you can yourself rather than having to pay shop rates. Some of this, of course, depends upon members' abilities and skills, but it's certainly not unusual for club members to do some of the simpler preventative maintenance tasks, such as oil changes, replacing brake pads, tires, and so on. Just be really sure that the maintenance records fully reflect the work performed, by whom, the date, airframe engine time, and a signature. Now, another really time-consuming task is determining the status of aircraft, engine, propeller, and appliance airworthiness directives. This is a requirement at all annuals, and someone has to do the detailed legwork to create an up-to-date status sheet. Lots could be said about this, but an item on the club's annual inspection list would be designating someone to check through the AD database and double-checking against the logbooks. This is allegedly easier now because ADs are searched with the FAA's DRS system, Dynamic Regulatory System. Take a look at the really excellent FAA video on the topic of searching for ADs using DRS. You may have to first log into Social Flight to get to the recording. If you get stuck, send me an email and I'll forward the notice I received from the FAA about this.
All right then, Steve, let's get to the really scary part of this club annual, the filing of tax returns and annual reports. As a club treasurer, I know you've been on top of this. So what do we need to put on the club's annual checklist?
Right. You know, this is only scary if you get it wrong.
Yeah, right.
And that most often happens when there's been a change in the club treasurer. Anytime the treasurer position changes hands, start singing Danger Zone really loudly. The question of the month article in the upcoming July Club Connector newsletter is all about this topic, worded as, what does being in good standing mean for flying clubs? Here's a short list of things that clubs must get right. Filing federal and state income tax returns and payments of taxes due. If and only if the club holds a valid letter of determination from the IRS granting federal tax exemption, well, the club would still actually have to file Form 990 and all necessary state forms. Don't mess this up. Failure to comply will get expensive and clubs have lost their tax-exempt status and some have actually had to disband if the forms were not filed for 3 or more years. If the club is correctly established as a non-profit corporation, it will have to file an annual report to the state, along with, in some states, payment of property taxes. Look at the AOPA State Advocacy website to see if this applies in your state. If for some strange reason the club is established as an LLC, and unless it has filed to be taxed as a separate legal entity, it must issue Schedule K-1 forms to all members, who then must declare their equal share of profit and loss on their personal 1040 returns. Just one more thing. Some states, like Oregon, require that owners register aircraft every year along with a fee. It's $65 a year for my Aerobat in Oregon.
Oh man, I'm really glad we're talking about this. I say that's a pretty thorough annual for any flying club. Now put everything back together and enjoy another great year of safe flying and happy clubbing. Did we miss anything? Shoot us an email and let us know. We plan on putting all this into an annual inspection guide that your club can print out and reference each year. Stay tuned.
Sounds great. And maybe we can be a bit like the FAA and issue a service bulletin to all our network flying clubs on this topic. If that is, we've managed to actually contact them by then.
That's a good dig and a reminder about what we discussed in the episode 43 of Flying Clubs Radio. I love the idea of a service bulletin to get the annual inspection out to clubs. Well, that's all we have for today. So for now, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.